Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. First of all, I would like to join other delegations in extending our congratulations to the chair of MX3 for successful completion of work of the group and valuable outcomes achieved as the result of this work. Also, referring to the statement of the head of Ukrainian delegation, Ambassador Klimenko, during the general debate, I would like to once again reiterate the importance of ensuring proper control over maintaining collections of pathogen microorganisms, including those which have been diverted from the legitimate owner and now currently not under control of the legitimate government, like in case of Ukraine. Speaking in more broader context, one should mention that currently a huge number of such collections of different level of pathogenicity are stored in different places worldwide. It must be emphasized that with inadequate biosafety and biosecurity control, they may present certain biological risk if inappropriately or deliberately used with hostile purposes. More than 10 collections of pathogen for humans, animals, and plants are maintained in Ukraine today. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the biological threat reduction program, which has been jointly implemented with the U.S. Department of Defense, considerable work has been done to strengthen the physical protection of these sites, implement an electronic pathogen control system, and improve a regulatory framework in this area. It should also be noted that in order to accelerate work on this track and attract funds from international organizations and partner donor countries, the first donors conference on biosafety and biosecurity in Ukraine was held in Kyiv this November. We hope that the conference would result in further consolidated cooperation to overcome existing issues and challenges and improve biosafety and biosecurity system in Ukraine. The guaranteed safety of pathogen storage sites must be a priority for all countries where they exist, as well as the issue of attention within the BTWC. Thus, we need to consolidate our efforts in the area, share best practices, and develop criteria for evaluating the effectiveness of biosafety and biosecurity systems. It's also our belief that this issue should become one of the focuses of the upcoming BTWC 9 review conference. Thank you.